Hey, you're listening to the fourth preseason podcast from the DT Talk team. This Mad Monday, the 23rd of December, we chat to our mate Nick Maxwell. We look at some new rules that we've heard about thanks to the prospectus, and we have a nice little Christmas present thanks to our mate Chad.
DT's alright with me. DT's alright. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
I'm right. I coach Destroy. This is Warndog.
Doing pretty ordinary Christmas puns there.
And Calvin.
Coach Calvin Atar.
Now we're here for our pre-Christmas podcast, so it's pretty exciting times leading up to the big day.
Jingle Bell special.
Yeah, no, I'm just ignoring him. If you haven't noticed, I've just kept going. Now, we've had a bit of a rule leak for the main game. Now, Warndog, do you want to talk us through that?
Yeah, the prospectus came out this week, and a lot of people, I think the big thing that a lot of people went straight to was the fantasy section to see. And there's a few things put in there that were, I guess, really, really interesting, real game-changing rule changes. So I'll read it out. I think that's probably the best way to go. Round one will be treated as a test week, given it's a split round over 2 weeks. Your score, however, will count towards your season tally. All right, so it's a bit of a test week, all right, whatever that means. However, what it does mean is the next point, and this is the big one. Unlimited trades can be made to your side prior to the commencement of round two. Once that round begins, your team's locked away.
All right.
So, dot point for you, Calvin. You're looking confused.
But what does it all mean, Warndog?
What it means is pretty much we pick a team for round one by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
Our scores will count as normal. But after round one, you've got unlimited trades. It's not two trades to use that week to fix
just
up
redo
your team.
Redo your team.
So it's got a bit of a match day feel in a way because you're not looking into the future at all. It's just that one big hit.
Yeah, I've got lots of questions about it, though, how it's going to work, because are we going to have some form of a rolling lockout? Well, I guess I assume we'll have the, what's it called, like the partial lockouts and all that, because it does go over. It's a pretty ordinary round one for fantasy stuff. And
it is.
I guess this is their solution for that to make people happier. Probably some hardcore coaches, not happy,
be
not
pretty
fans.
Disappointed.
Yeah, it would be. Now, so, therefore, you can pick a team just for that round, right? And then get rid of them all.
Yeah.
So, sure, like, you look at teams like St Kilda who are playing Melbourne.
Yeah, they
and
score all right.
Getting guys that you probably wouldn't have and then just nick them off the week after.
Swans against the Giants. Jeez.
But he's got to kick 10.
He could on debut for the Swans.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what, there's going to be some people tricked into chasing after someone who's just a massive flop.
Don't forget Tyrone Vickery had 100 in round one this year. Imagine if people would have got tricked into that, thinking bit of value there. Well, people actually did trade him in at this year, let alone without the unlimited trade. So that's a very interesting one. I guess we'll need to know more about that. It'll be interesting when all the official stuff comes out about that. But the only other little rule point that I did want to say there, player prices will begin changing after round two this year. So so it sounds like it's going to be pretty much, there's no little grace period of waiting for these rookies or these players to play two games to make sure they're right, bang, straight away. So that's going to be a big game changer too. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's going to be bloody hard.
It is. It's making things a lot different. So, they're the big rule changes that we've seen so far.
Oh, we're keeping it fresh. A merry little Christmas.
We have one of our very favourite AFL fantasy coaches here, and it is Nick Maxwell from the Collingwood Football Club, enjoying a little bit of pre-season action and a couple of weeks off. How are we going, Maxi?
Going well, boys. You're all good?
Yeah, good, Max.
Brilliant.
Now, Maxi, you've had a pretty good years in AFL fantasy over the last couple. How did you go this year?
Yeah, pretty solid. In Dream Team, I won a couple of leagues I was involved in. But to be honest, my focus started to go to the elite side. I really enjoyed doing the elite last year with the drafting and only having one Ablett and one Swan and one Pendlebury and then working the waiver wire and those type of things. So that probably came to me from being involved in NFL fantasy, where that's over there, that's how they do it. They don't really have it like we do in regular Dream Team. So that's a bit that I guess officialised for me is the elite category.
Hey, Maxi, it's Roy here. Thanks for chatting, buddy.
No worries, mate.
Now, last year, Carnesis caused me nothing but headaches, but at $212,000, I think I'm willing to give him another chance. Should I be doing this?
definitely have a look at him. A really good kid. He's fitting in well with the group, but he's also coming off a groin. So towards the end of last year, he sort of had a bit of a groin injury, which he's had throughout pre-season. So he'll be one to watch in terms of how he performs over, I guess, the NAB Cup and through the time trials, through the early trial games and that type of thing. So he'll be one to watch, but obviously don't lock him in right away. He's got to wait and see how he comes off that injury.
Was it a complete groin relocation?
we relocated down to Victoria, so he's all over as well.
Well, speaking of groin relocations and players who get us excited, how is our boy Swanee travelling over the pre-season, Maxie?
Yeah, well, he's coming off. You probably saw photos. I think he tweeted them out at some point where he had his wrist reconstructed, basically.
Yeah.
So he spent somebody likes his off-season, Swanee. So spent most of the time in a cast at all the nightclubs he was at and that type of thing. So that was a bit different for him. But
Are you telling us he's not having a real good pre-season, mate, and we should be going for Pendles instead?
He's still been able to run, so it shouldn't really bother him too much. He's someone who's naturally really strong and gifted in that area, so he doesn't have to spend too much time doing weights. But the running-wise, he's been fine anyway, so I'd expect him to again be one of the elite players out there.
There was rumours he was suffering from swine flu. Is there any truth in that?
The big pig. Now, Maxie, we looked through your list, your team list, when the prices came out for the Pies, and we saw some new bloke that we'd never even heard of in the trade period, Horatio Lumumba. How's he travelling? He's a mid defender by the looks of it.
Yeah, there's going to be a few people after Lumumba. He's had he's a defender as well. So last year obviously had a really good year on the wing for us. So he's also spent a bit of time in the midfield over the pre-season so far after Christmas. So that's where he'll spend most of his footy is through the midfield and on the wings. So you won't see him down back as much. So he could be a bit of a bonus. But it's going to take a bit of time for everyone to get used to that. But I guess for us, he's always been Horatio. We always sort of called him that because that's his birth name. But I think Lumumba goes well anyway. He kicks a couple of guys. Lumumba!
Brilliant.
Have you heard much from Heath Shaw? Like about 90% of the players so far in the preseason, he's been rumoured for more midfield time.
No.
What do you reckon's going to happen up there?
I don't reckon he will, personally. I haven't spoken to him about it, but I just think that part of the reason for him going down there was actually, was to be a leader in that back half and really help set them up. So obviously they've had so many good draft picks over the years. They've got a lot of quality through the midfield already. So I reckon he'll be someone who really suited half back. And I assume he's still a defender in the elite, obviously, in the dream team. But he's obviously been one of the best rebounding defenders for many years.
Awesome. All right, Maxie. Well, thanks very much for your time. Enjoy your couple of weeks off and then hopefully you get back into it nice and strong.
I'm looking forward to hearing Maxie reported for a bit of midfield time.
Oh, yeah. What do you reckon?
Hey, I finished fourth in the time trial we had, so maybe I might be able to sneak up there and get
there
a little,
you go.
Little bit of
action there. Nice. I reckon we should be picking Maxie instead of Swanee this year.
I think it's going to be hard to squeeze in when you think about Swan, Pendlebury, Ball, McCaffer, Beams, Sidebottom, Lumumba, Adams. It's going to be pretty tough for me to squeeze in there, but we'll see what we can do.
Hey, Maxie, just one thing before you go. Is Fasolo going to be right round one?
He will be, yeah. He'll be in a full training, basically the last week before Christmas. He got in a full training, so he's over his injury now. And, look, I reckon he's a bit of a forgotten player. He'll be pretty cheap because he's coming off that injury. And I actually think he can play anywhere on the field. Wouldn't mind actually having him down back myself to be able to use those, have those kicking skills around us to get the ball out of defence nice and quick. But he's someone who, as I said, I reckon people have forgotten about him a little bit.
So lock and load him.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, beautiful. DT Talk exclusive.
There you go. Thank you very much, Maxie. Have a nice little Christmas and, hopefully Santa comes along and brings you plenty of fantasy points next year.
Beautiful, boys. I'll talk to you in the new year.
Okay.
Cheers. Thanks, mate.
Righto,
now that we've got all the prices in, have a think about how you're going to plan out your season. So I'm talking structure and strategy, dog.
All right.
Well, what about defenders?
Yeah, well, I was thinking defence to start with. Last year we went with, and we've said this before, we've gone with, you know, a lot of players that were cheaper because the back line doesn't score that well. But because we saw a lot of guys get that mid-back stuff added onto them, yep. So you've got your McVays, your Mitchells, you got a bit of value there in a guy like Suckling, and Jimmy Bartel's also got defence sitting next to his name.
Lubumba.
Those guys there, we could actually almost start with a fairly star-studded back line as opposed to what we've done in the past. So our structure this year is probably going to be a lot different to what it has been in the past there in the back line.
All right, so what about the mids? What are we going to do with the mids?
Well, I think there's a lot of value there this year. Yep. Even fallen, you know, mega premiums are quite a good buy this year. I'm talking like Dane Beams, Joe Watson, even people like Mark Murphy. They're your premium players, and they are all underpriced. Yeah, Koch as well.
Actually,
so
heaps.
I think there is a heap of value in the midfield, which I don't know what it's going to mean for, you know, your Swans and Ablett. One of them might not start in your team where they normally would if it means, you know, missing out on all that value. I don't know.
Yeah, Rucks, Calvin?
Rucks are going to be the maker and the breaker, I reckon. Like, a guy like Sandy is locked, providing he doesn't break his big toenail or whatever he had.
What, so you liked my deck of Dream Team then?
I did read it.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it. Yeah. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Oh, excellent.
Locked but him. The issue is, what are you going to do with the other little buggers there? Like, you got Longer, Nick Nat, Mummy, you know, what are we going to do with those
McIntosh?
Bikes? McIntosh.
Is he ready to go again?
Definitely. And the guy that you're really thinking about, Roy, is Grundy.
Yeah, I know. I'm really interested in that bloke.
So we're not probably thinking of an uber premium.
No.
And probably because there isn't really. Like, no. You'd be calling your Coxes. Is he on his way out or whatever?
Yeah.
Minson, who had a fantastic year. And like, are you going to think of those guys as R1? Or are you just really going to be going another guy for finding a bit of value?
And then you've got to look at your bench. Like, are you going to pay that extra money to have a Longer sitting there? You know,
I think we might have to. I honestly don't think there are many guys that are going to be options for us on there. Like, we might go another season having Curry sit on our pond the whole year.
I hate that.
That's kind of how I think it is. Who else is there?
Well, there's people talking about Nankervis going to Sydney. I don't think
he will. And that old mate Derek's as well. That went up there. I don't think they're really going to get games. And, well, to be honest, if they do, it's not going to be consistent games.
No.
That's going to be tough. But in the forward line, though, we all know now that Dangerfield is a dual position there. He's a lock and load.
Has to be.
Yep. But what about a guy like Dusty Martin?
Yeah.
He's top price, isn't he?
That's the worry. Like, you feel like you can get him later on at a cheaper price, but you do need to start with some premiums. But I don't know. Will he be a top... What? He'll be top three or four, really, at the end of the season, you'd think.
Definitely will. I think I will be starting with him.
All right.
It's too frustrating watching him dominate when you don't have him. I think, suffered that last
I'll start with him too, then, because I'm going to try to copy your team as much as I possibly can this year. And, of course, there's a fair bit of value in the forward line as well. There's a couple of guys that are just no-brainer.
Like we talked with Maxi, I think they're for solo. As long as he's there round one or round two, whatever we're going to call it now, but he's going to have to be locked in, isn't he?
Has to be.
Then you've got other guys like Gary Rowan is cheap as chips.
Yep.
Who else is down there?
Carnesis is quite cheap.
Mitch Clark?
Mitch Clark. He's another bargain.
He's cheaper than rookies. Like, you know.
Oh, he's priced at an average of 39 or something.
Now, can you remember him a couple of years ago at the Lions? Imagine if you're picking him up and he could do something like that.
I think he could average around the 70 mark.
Yeah.
Oh, possibly even more.
Yeah,
it is Melbourne though, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. He's a key position forward for Melbourne.
Yeah.
Like, there's not many other worse spots you could potentially be. Santa Claus is
coming to town. Now, the official team picker, we haven't seen it. It's not happening at this stage. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we have something even better. Santa Claus popped into DT Talk headquarters. He goes by the name of Chad, and he has actually put together a bit of a ripper of a team picker for us, looking at, well, all the official prices and positions, and you can put together your 2014 squad. So, yeah, you can check that out over at, and this is a little bit of a sneak peek for some people, at dtlive.com.au, but you can do that, put it together, and there's lots of cool little features with it, sort of some of the things that I'm a big fan of, apart from, obviously, obviously, that it all is, all the prices and all of that. It's nice and easy to use. But you can put in what you think the guys are going to score. Mm. So, yeah, I think that's a real winner, and you can see what your team might look like. And then hopefully, Calvin, you'll like this, we'll be able to get some data together.
Yep.
And what we'll be able to do with that once everyone's put their teams in and stuff?
Make an average and maybe a pie chart.
Oh, yeah. I'd
love to see that. So, yeah, so that's something really exciting. So you can check that out. That's launched today on this Monday. So that's that.
That's
thanks,
awesome.
Chad.
Good
it's
going
to be
Chad.
Very yeah, good, thanks, and it's going to make people very happy to be able to have a bit of a crack through that.
Yeah, definitely.
What else happened on the site, boys?
Well,
Deck of Dream Teams running right through Christmas, so every day you can you have a look at that. Jeez, hits have been up on that this year.
They have.
People have been loving the deck.
Sensational articles so far, and well, there's still a whole heap to come. There's another, what, 30, 40 odd or so.
People have been saying the Rockcliffe one was the best. That's just what I've been hearing.
People have said that to me.
Yeah.
I have, yeah, and we did a little bit of filming the other day,
we
boys.
We did. That was exciting to get it back was. Behind the camera,
great.
Wasn't it?
It was yeah. good. It was good.
Home and away, look out.
Fantasy fun we had.
We did. Fun. We did.
So look out for those at some stage soon. And
yeah, yeah.
Once you do see them, make sure you share them out to all your friends on your Facebooks and your Twitters. And
give them a like.
I think you'll enjoy them.
That. So, yes, yeah, so that should be fun. So we won't see you for a couple more weeks because we're going to have a little bit of downtime, a bit of fantasy downtime, Calvin.
Yeah.
And won't be as good as fantasy fun, but we'll be back ready and refreshed for a massive 2014. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll chat to you very soon. See ya.